the videos as we sing, and I see everybody, young and old, are like bouncing like rabbits, you know, like they're on the pogo sticks. And I was watching Viana up here. No, yeah. I don't know, Tiana, whichever one dances. She's right in front of me. And I thought she got the pogo stick down. And we all need to learn how to get on the pogo stick and just start praising the Lord. Really, you know, if you do that, you'd be surprised how the ladies are having hot flashes. Is the air conditioner up on or what? All right. But I think once you forget about yourself and you just yield to the Holy Spirit and just forget, don't even think about who's in the room. Good grief. You know, and just let yourself go. I don't care what they say about you. I don't care what you say about me. I'm having a good time with the Father. Amen. So anyhow, I'm hoping that the family's having peace and that I know Mikey's already in heaven because God let me see that. Well, Father, I just truly do thank you for all that you do for us. And Father God, I thank you that you love us so completely and so desperately that your love never gives out. And Father, like the song we just sang, I'm believing, Father God, that that's when it's going to happen as you start sending the world into the houses of God. They're going to worship you and they're never going to leave you ever again. And Father God, we're going to get a handle on the drug and the alcohol situation. And we're going to see our youth that the enemy's trying to kill. We're going to see them rise up and rise out of the pit and be used as your vessels of honor. You see everybody that's here tonight, Father God. You know each and every need. You know each and every heart. You know exactly what they're praying. And Father God, I'm asking you to move upon their lives. Meet them, Father God, at their point of pain. And Father God, I just thank you right now ahead of time for all that you're going to do. Amen. I don't know about you, but I wouldn't live one day without the Father. Well, Aaron, you know how I can't get names right. One day I was talking to him and I said, Alan, Adam, Aaron. He said, I know who I am. But anyhow, I was talking about Aaron today, about how God flowed through him with the prophetic word, and it was right on. And I called him Adam. You know, I said Adam. And I said, God, why did I call him Adam? He said, because you're going to see Adam in the house of God real soon. And God let me see him in the house of God a while back. But God said, you're going to see him in here real soon. So that's what we stand on, right? What the devil meant for good, harm, God's turned around for our good and Adam's good. And what a testimony. What a testimony. Well, Father God, I know I have a word here, a teaching, and I feel like you want to do something. So, Father, we just all bow our hearts before you and our knees, and you do what you do best, and that's minister to your people. And, Father, I thank you. Amy, give us a word from the Father, please. I thank you, Father. Let your Holy Spirit rule and reign in this church this night. I thank you. I thank you. I really do thank you.
Thank you, Father. The time is now for my people to gather together. Come into the room with me and watch me move. I'm moving in a way that I have not never moved before. Trust me. Trust me, my children, and watch me move. Open up your hearts and open up your minds and see me move in a move that I have never moved for you before. There's many things I want to show you and many places I want you to go in the spirit realm. Come higher. Don't be afraid. Watch me move. Watch me move, children. There's a new hike and a new level that I'm taking each and every one of you. Come on up. Come higher. Watch me. Don't doubt me. Just trust me and watch me move. Come higher. I'm calling higher and higher. Come on up into the next heavens and watch me move for you.
Come on, God said, come up higher. That's an action you have to do right now. Just close your eyes and just tell and say, God, take me higher. Take me to that new level in you that I've never been in before. Let him move upon you right now. Christopher, give us the word God's laid upon your heart. We need to hear him. You have to get his microphone up.
Children, disconnect yourself from the doubt and unbelief that is in the atmosphere. You have no parts of it, but it is looming in the atmosphere. The enemy is working to try to stop the revival, to stop the miracles, to stop the signs and the wonders that I am about to bring forth in this earth realm. I need you to have nothing in common with him, so that when I release these anointings, you will be able to flow freely with me. There is a danger in the atmosphere now. Violence, confusion, recklessness. All of these things are working right now. But children, I am protecting you. I have placed my angelic host around about you. Be listening for my still small voice each and every second of each and every day, and you will know how to function and how to move in my spirit. There are going to be people that I will send to each of you individually where you will give them a word, you will release an anointing into them, and you will see them instantly changed before your eyes. I am doing new things. I am going out into the highways and the byways with you. Do not be afraid to open up your lips and say what thus saith the Lord. This is the day and the hour where you are going to see great and mighty things, because I'm going to use you to perform the greater works that my son promised was coming. You're going to see tumults. You're going to see wars. You're going to see great devastation in many different places. Do not be afraid of these things. Know that I promised you that they would come. Know that these are a part of the great end time signs that I am using to woo my children Israel back to me. There are going to be many who will see these things and know, surely I am working and I am moving. The plans that I still have for the United States are yes and amen, but the judgment that I have promised must come. I do not want you to be taken off guard when you start seeing things fall completely into destruction. Just know that what I promised would come is coming. I am for you and I am not against you.
Aaron, give the word God has for for the church.
And at this point, children, your weaknesses have become glaring. Things have come up to the surface so that you may deal with everything in this time period. The sands of time are changing. All the old is being brought up that it might be dealt with and removed, because the new needs to come. The new needs to make its home within you. And the renewed grounds of the heart and mind is what I will work through from this day forward. I'm still hearing these last cries of, Father, take this. Father, forgive me. Father, just nip it all right now. Just nip it. But I need you, each and every one of you, to partner with me in this final bit of refinement, because the gavel is about to be struck. And that line in the sand is going to become a wall. And nothing will pass to or fro. Whose mine will remain mine. And whose are the enemies will remain the enemies. And I'm speaking this to my church, because now my heart and arms are open for the lost and dying ones that are lost in the world and its system and its destructive lies. No longer hide within the darkness. No longer entertain the wrong thoughts, the wrong ways of doing anything. Line up with my word, and you know my word, and receive the infilling of my Holy Spirit that will guide you into all things true, righteous, and holy.
All right, Betty, I want you to come up front. Aaron, will you please get the gentleman back there against the wall? I think it's pink or white shirt on. Pam, I would like for you to come up front. First of all, God said there's unforgiveness in your hearts. He wants you to let go of any ought you have against anybody. What God is doing tonight is he's rearranging your lives, and he's going to be setting you apart for his ministry. But it's not going to be like you're used to. It's going to be totally, entirely different. More power, more authority, and you have to have purity of heart in order for God to do this. He's called each one of you a long time ago to be ministers of his gospel, and tonight is a night that he wants to set you totally and completely apart from the world. He's separating you from the world. You'll no longer be involved in what the world is doing, because God needs you to set your mind upon him and be able to hear everything he's saying to you very, very clearly. Would you give that man in front of you a word, please? And just be patient. Just go along with God here. God is saying to you that, what's his name?
Malford.
Malford. God is saying to you that what you knew up to this point, he's going to take that away. Because this new dispensation of time needs to know the fullness of Christ. You need to know the secrets of Christ. And so he's going to remove the old so he can give you the new to bring in this new generation. Now go ahead.
Yeah, so this is for Malford. And Malford, just step out of every box of religion. Son, I'm going into your mind and I'm undoing everything, every stronghold in the mind. Because these strongholds steal what my spirit's trying to bring out. And my spirit does dwell within you. And son, I'm going deeper in the heart to clean out the rooms of your heart, to bring the righteous desires to the surface. And son, take time in the next 3 days. Consecrate yourself before me in a fast. And this is a purge of all the dark things in your closet, anything in the heart, anything in the soul, in any tomb that you're living in. And God, we see those tombs, and we thank you, God, that you're bringing him out of those tombs. And everything that's destined for his destruction, God, we ask that you bring it to light to him in the next 3 days. And son, this is an all-out war. And this is going to be between you and I an all-out disclosure. All of the secrets of the heart I'm going to make plain to you. And you're going to partner with me, if you so choose, to deal with every issue of the heart, mind, soul. Let's get on the same page. And God wants you to realize your humanity, to realize your weakness, but then understand that the upgrade of the Spirit will bring you fully out of that. And son, take note, take heed, understand everything I'm going to be showing you. Because if you overcome these, you get keys. You get dominion over all these, and you're going to need to lead others out how I'm leading you out. And God's saying that he's making a quick work of deliverance within you. And as you're doing this, God's going to show you wounds, spirits, and assignments. Those are three different things that you need to address properly to set yourself free. And it's the Holy Spirit with you doing this. And God's saying that he doesn't want you to take any time off in these next 3 days. It's a crash course, and it's designed to jumpstart your ministry and to undo all these side roads. Because right now there's things that the enemy can hook, take you out, take you left, take you right. God wants to enemy-proof you. And the more honest you are, the quicker the works is going to be, and the more complete the works are going to be. But God is, he's demanding completion from you.
You know, and God's calling true warriors who will stand and fight and not give in. And God says, you are a true warrior. And the enemy has been after you for years, but God won't let him have you. This is a new day for you. Everything about your thought life and everything is going to change. You're going to find yourself thinking differently. And God is going to give you, anoint you tonight, endue you with power from on high, and you'll be able to break the enemy's back. Are you a preacher right now? Okay, well, I'm hearing God say you're going to have your own building. That's why I ask. You're going to have your own building, and in that building is going to be the Holy Spirit. And you're going to be guided by the Holy Spirit continually. You have to listen to the voice of God and not the voice of man. And as you're sitting in your prayer closet, he will confirm with you. Are you married? All right. Well, he's going to confirm to you and your wife both that what God has said to you tonight is true. Just don't take our word for it. Get confirmation from the Father. You both will hear a word. You won't be praying together together, you'll be praying separately. When you come together, you'll both have the same word. All right. Alan, do you want to anoint him, please, to set him apart into a deeper walk with God? Thank you, Father. Well, you raise your hands right now and surrender to that. Just let God receive what God's calling you to do tonight. Thank you, Jesus. The Father's placing fire in your hands for healing tonight. Keep your hands clean. And what you're going to find out is, as you lay hands on the sick, they are going to recover. In fact, you are even going to raise the dead. I don't know if you've been asking this or not, but God's given you the desires of your heart tonight. Lean not to your own understanding. Just go ahead and receive that right now. And Father God, freshen the living waters right now. Let there be new rivers of living water come out of him right now. Father, and Father, I thank you for it in the name of Jesus. I thank you for it. Father God, I give, let all the anointing that's on me right now be released into your Son. And Father God, I thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for it, Father. Thank you. There's a powerful anointing up here now because God's instilling in you three guys an anointing that'll break every yoke. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Betty, you've been on this road a long time. But God is saying now he's changing your path. Still a minister of the gospel. Still going to be a teacher of the word. Still going to have your own ministry. But now that all the power and all the glory of heaven, God is going to drop on you right now. And all those things that hindered you in the past that you've been holding up before God, he's going to remove the hindrances. I didn't say the people. The hindrances. And you're going to find out you're just going to breeze right through this. No more stumbling blocks. Total freedom to do what God's calling you for to do. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Do you want to anoint her with oil too and set her apart? Thank you. Brenda, do you happen to have a word for her? Okay. Are you connected with her? No? Thank you, Jesus. Just receive that in all its fullness. God, we just remove the heavy yoke that the enemy has upon her. We remove it right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, no more heavy burdens, no more weights from the enemy, but Father God, total glory. Total glory, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Let her go all the way. All the way. You know, you can sit down as God has finished with you. Pam, come over this way, honey. Give her a word, Aaron. Oh, where's Aaron? Give her a word.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So this is what I am undoing. All destitution of soul. All loneliness, dear one, that's made its home within you, I am eradicating. And it's like this old wineskin, God, we judge it fully. And Pam, say goodbye to the old wineskin. Say goodbye to the old comforts. And you went through periods of kind of marinating in sorrow a little bit. And God's just coming to lift all that. All that complacency, all that unsurety. And it was like, well, at least I'm still alive today, God, but dear one, you're about to thrive. Get the alive thing out of your head and move into the zone of thriving, of being productive, of not just scraping by, but of receiving the abundance of each day. And this, and God, every block that does not let her enter into that abundance, we judge it. We refuse it in the days ahead of re-entering ever again. And Pam, God's saying you're right there. It's like you have all of heaven at your disposal. It's right. You don't need a breakthrough. You're in the breakthrough. You've
Amen.
Broken through.
Amen.
It's already there. And so God's saying, assume your identity. Assume your role. Assume your position. Believe it, dear one. I don't need to convince you of anything else. I've given you a scepter. I've given you many words, and I've worked a work of deliverance that's led up to this night of completion. And dear one, you're in the zone. You're in the safety of my kingdom. You're under my wings, dear one, but there's more than safety. There's strategy, there's insight, there's power, there's authority. Move beyond the need for safety and into the miraculous.
You have something, don't you, Alan?
You got, there's a chair behind you. I saw God showering all kinds of things.
Now you have to talk loud so we
can. I saw God showering all kinds of things on top of you. There were books, there were different presents, there was a new tongue for war, and there was a whole bunch of teenagers.
Okay, anoint her again for the ministry to set her apart. Thank you, Jesus. All of you guys, do you three that God's called up here, you're already in the ministry of some sort, but God has taken you higher tonight, a new depth of authority in him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You, all you ministers, you have to be open for God to use you for deliverance. Because this new group of people is coming in are full of devils, and you have to let God use you to set them free. It's a must. It's a must. Thank you. That young man back there in the white shirt, bring him up, Aaron. Help Pam back to her seat. Thank you, Father. Are you ready to receive Jesus to his fullness with everything heaven has for you?
Yes.
All right, go. Tell him what God's telling you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So this is for Roderick. And God has done a work in your life to preserve you for this moment. And he's saying he's let you not get your way time after time. And because of this, there's not much of a past that you're going to have to let go of. Son, because the future that I have preserved you for is here to be stepped into. And if you accept me in all of my fullness, I will make my home within your heart. And son, all those old lost desires, all those things that you gave up on but never quite gave up on you, they're going to come full circle around. And God, he's doing a work in you. He's purging all the old desires, but he's keeping the good ones in there. There's good ones. There's righteous desires. And these are pointing you in the direction of your destiny. So son, make a choice between me and the world, between anxiety, fear, and the perfect love that comes from the Father who accepts you just as you are. From devastation and lack to abundance. And so as you choose things, I want you to choose them with the idea that they're not really for you. They're for so many other people that I want to use you to bring into my kingdom, into my army. And son, just as you were on the desolate lands of purposelessness, I'm going to give you a purpose, and you will unlock the purpose and destiny of many that will come after you. Now is a time of fulfillment. Now is a time of true desire, eternal desire, and no longer let the temporary things hold sway or place in your heart. And the decision is still yours. You're almost there. But that decision is still totally yours, Roderick. And I see there's that still small voice of the Holy One that's coming to you. And I see gentle waters, but they're a little deep there for you. They're going right about over your head right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Breathe in my kingdom.
Thank you, Father.
Breathe in eternity and be set free from all your old and wicked ways, son. Be set free from all the old. Everything that the world's taught you, son, you can surrender to me and I'll teach you the new way.
God wants to set you free tonight, totally free. You walked in one person, you're going to walk out another person, a person totally submitted to the Father, full of His Holy Spirit, never to be drowned in that pit of sorrow ever again. Anoint His hands, will you, Catherine? God, what's happening here, God is saying it's life-changing events in your life tonight. You're going to find yourself not like you were before, but totally, completely changed. The lady back there, I don't know if you have a hat on, if that's your hair or what. Can you come on up? I can't see back there with the lights. But Catherine, you have a word for her. Thank you, Jesus. You have that shirt on that says, God's got this, but sometimes you don't believe that. God said, you have to start believing that. You have to stop looking at the natural and look into the spiritual. And you need to know that God has you, too. Sometimes you think He's overlooked you, but He hasn't. Go ahead, Catherine.
Daughter, I've called you a warrior in my kingdom. I am dressing you for warfare this night. This is the level I'm going to take you on, daughter. And on this level, you will receive a deeper revelation about spiritual warfare and about your Father. You will come to understand, daughter, I am all powerful. So, daughter, any doubt that you may have now, trust and believe, is going to go to the wayside. And you're going to raise up a group of women. You're going to empower them by my spirit. You're going to show them how to fight. You're going to show them how to swing the sword in the spirit realm. Daughter, this is a real thing I'm telling you this night. I need you to come up higher. Don't let one word go to waste, daughter. Receive me tonight in all of my goodness, in all of my glory. I'm releasing fire inside of you this night. You will carry this fire across the land. And you will destroy the work of the enemy. Be bold. Bolder than what you've ever been before, daughter. This is a real battle cry. Go forth in my spirit and slay the giants.
You say this is your wife. I feel in the spirit you two fight each other. You can't come quite on board together. And God said he's taken that away tonight because he wants you to be on the same level. Not fight each other, but fight the enemy. And God said each one of you will have your own distinct anointing. So don't be judging one another's anointing. God will move the way he wants to move, not the way you want to move. And both of you, and I hope I don't get you in trouble anywhere, but you will have your own ministry because there's things that God has to teach you that you just aren't receiving right now. He needs you to be taught these things in the spirit so that you can bring these new converts higher in the God. And there's a lot of religion out there. A lot of, half teaching. And you two, God's calling forth tonight. There'd be no religion. It's all spirit calls on the spirit. And you'll speak the truth of God's word. And when you have your visitations with God, because I see you taking trips up to heaven to be talk to the Father, he's going to give you revelation that you've never heard of before. But when you come back, you have to give that revelation. Because you just received it from the Father. It doesn't matter if people never heard of it before. It's God. It's God. So you two, really, you're going to have a fight on your hands because the enemy does not, he never wanted you two to get further than what you are right now. But God is raising you up tonight. Did we anoint her and set her apart? You want to do that? Alan, did God tell you a while back you were going to have another battle? Well, no, I don't want to hear that. Is there a special thing that you're going? Well, you're going. It started. So don't be surprised. I know you say you don't, but this you've got to be really serious about this. Don't take anything for granted or say I hear it all the time. This is something totally different than you've ever had before. God said that you're being tested because the enemy hates you because you take his converts. And this is a price you're going to have to pay the whole time that you're working for God. You're just going to have to pay that price to win these souls or set the captives free, I should say. They're already, you understand that? And God will cover Donna and God will give Donna wisdom how to help you as you go through these struggles. It's things you've never gone through before. We need to be very serious about that when God tells us we're going to a new level of warfare because it is a warfare that we've never encountered. I've just came through a big battle, and I know. And it's tough. And the enemy comes at you with everything he has to try to take you back. But don't allow him to do that. The young man back, we can bring in the red. In the young lady up here at the altar, God said where you was weak, those weak areas you used to have, honey, you're going to be strong now. And you're going to not see in a natural anymore. You're going to see in the spiritual. And so where you used to just look at the natural all the time and judge that way, you won't do that. You'll see through God's eyes, and then you'll have more compassion. And you've even been crying out for God, God, there's something not right. Just change me. Well, God heard your crying tonight, your night, for do that. Thank you, Jesus. Isn't she beautiful? Look at her face. She's absolutely beautiful. Better put her, keep her close. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Well, how serious are you? Serious. And you've committed yourself 100% to God. And you don't care what you have to go through. All right. Go ahead. Give him his word. Now, you said that. We all heard that, and God did too. All right.
That's witnesses. And God's saying, son, you have witnesses on your side. And son, they have a testimony that can empower you here and there. But son, I want you to see the strength of the testimony that I've been cultivating within your life. But I see it's like all throughout your soul. It's like you discount yourself. You discount yourself. It's like you only can go so far. You're only this. Yeah, you love God, but you could love him more and all this. And it's all these rebuttals of the enemy are just stacked against you. And you're in agreement with them. So we break agreement. Break that agreement, Leroy, with these rebuttals of the enemy. That, yeah, you got a point there, devil. Son, he has no point. He has no authority. He didn't make you, I did. He tries to remake you. He tries to remold you. And I see there's an endless cycle. And this is where you chase your tail the most, the cycle of regret and remorse right now. The would've, could've, should've, all that. You could've had that, but you missed all this stuff. And all of this is not true. These are all the cases of the enemy, just to impede you, to stop you, and to later on destroy you. Because it was stealing your hope, and it was stealing your worth as a son. But son, I want you to step into sonship, which carries authority, which carries a powerful witness of who I am. And son, you're my witness. And I want to send you to people, and you're going to have a testimony, and you're going to have a say-so. And God's given you the right to have that say-so again. What you say matters again. No more discounts. And God, wherever that cycle goes, any Jezebel, Ahab complex going on anywhere, we want it to end. We judge it like it's nothing, because it is truly nothing before your throne. And son, there's a new breed I see in you. There's one of fire and purpose I see within you. And son, as you look into my eyes of fire, and as you behold me as I really am, I will change you. And son, when I look at you, I don't look at who you think you are. I look who I made you to be. And as you contemplate on me, as you keep your eyes stayed on me and your heart focused on me, you're going to assume your identity. And you're going to live and see how I see.
Do you have anything for him? You want to anoint him with oils. Set him apart. Now you remember, you guys are all being set apart tonight. Separated from the world and into God's kingdom. I'm going to share something with you, Alan. Do you know why you're going to go through this battle? Because you prayed your brother, Aaron, and the devil's lost him. He can't have him. He knows it. Okay, that's, you're paying a price. See, everything we do is for, because you have so much compassion for him, and now the devil's going to work on you. If he messes up again, oh, okay, good. I like the young lady with the red shirt on there and the one sitting beside her to come up. And is it Viana? Come on up. I told you this morning. Oh, I recognize him when we're up here close.
Naray, this is your father speaking. I hear you when you're weeping. I see you when you feel like fleeing. But I want you to know that no matter how hard life gets, And no matter how hard the journey may seem, that I'd always be by your side. I am with you, I am for you, and I am about you. So when you wake up in the middle of the night and feel nothing but fright, I want you to look up and think of a holy night where me and you are dancing. Like no other. So hang on tight. Because the road is almost over. With these feelings that you can't get over. But if you stay with me, I'll give you dreams. Dreams where your life will not be over.
Now I want you to release into her the anointing that you have upon you right now. Get in front of her and release it. Send her into the Father's arms. Just keep releasing it. And you keep receiving. Come on, just receive it. Go ahead, receive it. Just receive it. Let go of it. Receive. Receive right now. Just receive.
Emmy, do you hear me? This is your father speaking. I know that this journey may seem hard, and it is, daughter. But the prizes, the promises, the blessings, and the miracles that I have for you are worth it. I want you to keep your eyes on me and not lose sight. I want you to let go of these fears that seem too hard to fight. I want you to break it, daughter. When you feel an overwhelming feeling of anxiety, or stress, or anger, I want you to give it to me. I want you to know that you don't have to take it all on, daughter.
Release that anointing into her now. Thank you, Jesus. It's the anointing to destroy every yoke. Just receive it. Just receive it. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Receive it. You're not receiving it. Receive it. Empty out. receive all that he has. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
God is saying, give it to me. Just let go.
Do you have a song in your words to a song in your heart right now? I feel that you do. If you don't, you don't. Okay. Well, you didn't set them apart. Come back here and anoint them and set them apart. Just give Aaron that microphone. Throw it at him if you want. Here you go. This is our younger generation, and God's setting them apart so they can do their works too. Thank you, Father. God says, thank you. Thank you, Father. Juan's wife, Adelia. Bring her up here. Take her down. Take her down that way. Yeah, take her down away from the others. Adelia, do you really want to serve God with all of your heart? Are you strong enough to see the battle through to the end? In other words, no matter what the enemy throws at you, you're going to stay with God. She said yes. Go ahead and give her what God's wanting her to know. Adelia, listen closely. God really wants to use you. He set you apart in your mother's womb. But circumstances in your life have been trying to tear you away from the Father. And he even uses you to do things you don't want to do. And you weep and you cry because you might have hurt and wounded another soldier in the war. But tonight, God's going to take that. Do you want him to take that? He's going to take that, and you're going to find yourself being free. Now go ahead and give her the word he wants to say to her.
And I was hearing sibling rivalry, and this is the atmosphere that you were formed in. So God, right now we just ask that we remove all those cords, any bitterness, any resentment, and from any of her family, her brothers, her sisters, uncles, all that stuff, God, we just bring all those things to nothing. And she's no longer in that circuit, and she's no longer in that cycle, and God, she's repented a long time for that, but this is the day when the way is made to get all the snap out of it. And I'll tell you, that's your directive, to just snap out of it. I have freed you, dear one. All the old rooms and all the old wounds have been removed. And I'm giving you new wineskin. I'm giving you a new heart. I'm giving you a new mind. And I'm giving you a renewed spirit. And from here on out, it's just living in the luxury of freedom. And dear one, you understood how hard it was to get free. And you understood that once you attained, it was taken. And then once you took a step forward, you took 10 back. But it was all part of the process. I allowed the enemy to play every hand he could to try to take you out. But you stood firm through it all. You remained. And dear one, even though you buckled here and there, you know that there was a price that you needed to pay. And at the end of the day, before you laid your head down, you said, God, forgive me. And I'll do another day. And I'll do another day. And dear one, this brought you into a place of completion. So where that assignment of the enemy, where it could land in your life, there is now no longer room for it to land. You are free. And I see God, and he's taken the title deed away from the enemy. Every place in you that the enemy had was revoked. And now they're in God's kingdom, and it's in God's camp.
Adelia, God said, he's just setting you apart, not your daughter, not your husband. They're old enough to make that choice herself, and they aren't making that choice. They aren't fighting the right battles. So tonight, he's just setting you apart. Don't expect your daughter or your husband to be where you're at. They have to go make their own choice. And where there's been sorrow, God's going to give you joy. You'll have joy unspeakable even when people say there's no reason. She has received that all the way. Let it be completed. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus over her right now. Do what? Alan said he heard the sorrow of betrayal. You know, sometimes we can have family members living right in the same house with us that will totally destroy us. You know, and we have to be strong in the Father and know who we are in order to make it through that struggle alone. The world, it seems like when the world comes at you, it doesn't bother you like it does personal, you know, intimate family. Naomi, would you please come up here before I lose all my men? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Donna, do you mind, I'm not going to ask you to say anything, but do you mind just standing there sort of around her? Because there's something in you that God wants to give to her, and he's going to do it. Just, you don't have to say a word. Just stand there. All right, now, Naomi, are you really ready, really, really, really ready to do everything God's called you to do? No matter what it is, no matter where he's asking you to go. Go ahead, Aaron, give her the word.
And dear one, this night I give you the gift of a reassured heart. A heart that really knows where she's going and why she has to go through what she goes through. And this is a very deep work here. It sounds simple, Naomi, but it's very deep. And dear one, I continually hold before me all the prayers that you pray. And I see some are marked that, yeah, that's already been done. Some are marked of, I can't do that yet. And some are marked, you want it, dear one, but I can't. I just can't. So once you pray something through, dear one, I want you to let it go. No strings attached. You did your job, and now there's another job. But don't let all these strings kind of stay hooked on you, because it slows down your momentum. And you want to be about my business. And doing so, you shall be. And God, I don't know where it comes from, but there's a grudge that's just in the spirit realm. And there's just, it has a power over you to bind. And God, we just break the power of that grudge right now, wherever it leads to. We forgive, we repent, we do whatever we need to, God, but there's a judgment attached, not to Naomi. So we release the judgment that you want to release, and then we ask that grudge is just done away with. That just, your judgment is final, and we can move on. And this is how God's going to start dealing with you, Naomi. It's like, all right, that's dealt with, that judgment came. All right, this thing God's still working out? Okay. Because you need to be about the Father's business, and that's one of priority. And he's kind of circling back to, you know, you wasting some time praying things in when they're already done. And he's just training you how to hear his voice.
Donna, is God showing you anything? Do you have anything?
Yeah, what God's going to do is going to bring a new level of the love of Christ working through you to others.
Those who have really abused you and used you in the past, Naomi, they're going to be so totally shocked because you're going to show nothing but love towards them. And you won't ever, ever remember what they did to you. And you were truly abused by the body of Christ. Now, when we set you apart tonight, you're going to feel different. You're going to think different. Don't think it a strange thing because you're no longer of this world. Thank you, Father. Do you have a chair behind her? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Deborah, will you please come up? All right, God's asking you tonight, are you ready to let go of your family? The worries and the concerns. Because you do worry and you're concerned about you. And God wants to know, are you ready to let go of that? So he can really do what he needs to do. You want to be where you're at. But as long as you're worrying and concerning, God can't move. So if you're ready to do that, then go ahead, Aaron. Give her the word.
And I see that. It's like the horses were held up at the gate. But now, as you finish this work, and yield right now, Deborah, just yield. And as you have done, follow those instructions, God's assignments will now come to pass. And now your prayers are going to be truly fruitful. And you're saying, well, why was I held up? Because you were holding on to the situation. And what does that mean? You weren't letting God be God. He's the provider. He's the judge. He's the decision maker, and he's the blesser. He's the curser. He's who he is. So just let go of even having to understand and having to wait. Okay, well, this is going to work out, and then I'll do that. Like, that all has to go. You entrust it all to God. Very similar to what God was telling Naomi. It's like you need to have the priorities right and in things in the proper timing. And just release them to God. And you know what it's like to pray something through. So just stand on that. And God, any little curse that was upon her, God, we thank you that that is broken right now. Any little pride, whatever the enemy's trying to accuse that, God, we just break that right now. And we give you permission to be God. And now, God, we thank you that her prayers are... And I see it's like you've gone up different levels now because you're no longer holding yourself back by what you were holding on to.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. All right. Deborah, God set you apart tonight because you're going to have a different kind of ministry. You'll minister to people in their homes and even in the workplace. You know, you go into the grocery stores. God's just going to fall upon you and he's going to give you words to give to these people. So more or less you'd like to have a street ministry. And he set you apart from the world so you could hear his voice clearly. So the people are encouraged with the word that you give them. Do you notice when I said, are you willing to give up your family? She went, what? Thank you. Come on up, Adriana. This is a night of total change in your lives. You know, if you've already been ministered and you want to go home, you can do that. Just make sure you have your tapes, because this is just what God's doing. He's setting people apart tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Why did you look at me like that? God's saying that. You've decided to give God everything. But have you? It's one thing to decide, it's another thing to do it. Now God said, you decided, now you have to do it. Because for what he's calling you for to do, you can't be holding on to the things of the world, the concerns of the world is what you hold on to. Current concern about the people that surround about you. And concern about what's going to happen in the future. You have to give that all to him right now. Go ahead, Aaron. Do you have a word for her?
Yes, and I saw it was like you have like concrete shoes, like concrete blocks. And God just addressed that. And God's saying, leave them off. All the weights, just leave them off. And dear one, sink into a new love relationship with me. And this is a fresh thing. And it's like sometimes you try to understand, all right, God, what do I do now? And it's like you just have to be led by the Spirit. Because even a little bit of trying to say, all right, what now? There's a little bit of a formula in that. And God just wants you to give him your day as soon as you get out of bed. And in the middle of the day. And then give him your evening and your night. And just be open to him. And dear one, if you try this, if you reconsecrate yourself in the hard times and in the waning hours of the day and night, you'll see the enemy lose his foothold upon you. But, and God's saying that the enemy has his tracers, and there are nighttime tracers. And the enemy has, for whatever reason, your nighttime is like where he's mapped you out entirely. And he just releases his set strategy, and it usually works. But now, dear one, you have the ability to erase his plans. And God's even saying, let him distract himself with some of this. If he's fighting you, just let him waste his time. That's good. If I can let him distract you, then there's other things that are freed up. And it's also testing you. So, dear one, I'm about my business, and I'm about my strategy. And I let my people carry different burdens to give the enemy something to be preoccupied with. This is part of your price. Understand this. And there's more parts of your price, dear one, that are very vague to you. And as you come before me, before my throne, and in my court of covenant, I will reveal to you the secrets of my heart. And you'll understand why things are as they are on a deeper level.
God's also shown me, Adriana, you're broken deep within. And people don't see that deep brokenness, but he's coming here tonight. And he's healing that brokenness. You won't have to carry that sorrow. People have judged you wrongly. We've judged you through carnal eyes and not through spiritual eyes. Just let him take it all away. That young man back there, sitting beside his mother. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. He's saying, oh no. Rolling them little eyeballs as much as he can roll them. The world has a sway on you, doesn't it? Say yes. Well, God wants to take that sway away tonight. Do you want him to? Go ahead, give him a word, Aaron.
And free yourself right now, Jeremiah. Just kind of let, just assume this posture, if you will. Just assume that right now. All right. Those are open hands that the Father wants to bless. Your hands were tied behind your back. The enemy had you as a prisoner. But son, I'm setting you apart and I'm giving you a purpose. And son, understand your enemy. Understand that he hates your purpose. He hates that I get glory through those I created. And son, he didn't make you, but he can undo you. And then he can make you into something that is temporary, tainted, and destined for the fire. But son, you're destined for the heavenly fire, not the fire of eternal judgment. Your divine destination is what I'm revealing to you. And son, I'll put a scepter in your hand, and I'll pour my grace in your life, and I'll give you a new ability to reconsider things how they're going. And for whatever reason, it's like you've looked around about you and been like, all right, that God thing, it's just not right. It's not even real. I used to think it's real. I don't even think it's real. I don't know what to think. So if you want to give God all that, all those judgments and what they are there, the Bible calls them vain imaginations that exalts itself above God. If you give God permission, he'll bring down those barriers. Because it's like right now you're cut off from God because these vain thoughts, lies, are active in your life. And son, I don't want you to live a lie, but I want you to live in the truth. But do you know everything you do for God, it puts you into a place in eternity. You take that with you, and it puts you in a stature within the kingdom. And that lasts forever. So what you do in this life matters, but it can promote you into eternity. And so I want to give you something to build upon. And God's saying, give me a chance here. Reconsider things with me and get in my realm of counsel, and I will show you what's going. But you're like Jonah. You're running from the call. And it's a great call. And his name's Jeremiah. So there's a lot there.
You know, in your lifetime, something has happened to you to make you really dislike God. Some sort of authority figure did something to you that destroyed all faith in you. And God wants tonight, God wants to restore that faith in him. He wants you to understand that it was not him. Do you really want to serve the Father? Do you really want to let go? You're holding such malice in your heart. Are you hearing something else, Alan?
The enemy, from the pain the enemy's put out, I don't care about you kind of thing against God. It's from the enemy, though.
You need to understand, it doesn't matter what a human says to you. What matters is what God says to you. What's his name,
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah, look at me. Honey, I was abused as a child, but God always kept me. You, somewhere along the line, you were abused as a child. But you're standing here today. God has kept you. And this is a day that he wants you to give your total heart to him. Surrender all that pain, all that hurt, everything that's down, all that darkness. Give it to him. You look at the world and say, well, that looks pretty neat, but they're headed for hell. It doesn't matter if you look at the world and said they're pretty neat. You need to look at Jesus and say, you're really the greatest thing that ever happened to my life. Do you want to do that tonight? Raise your hands, honey. Father God, right now I ask you to take this young man into your heart, into your hands. Restore to him the years that the palmer and the cankerworm have stolen. And I think that's your mom and dad back there, if it is. You have to look at him in a new light. Something really happened to him that was devastating, and he's been acting out from that hurt and that pain, and he feels like he can't trust anything that's of God. But tonight, God's working on him. Why don't you hug him? Now, just release God's spirit within him. Release God's power within him to break the bondages. Father God, you're greater than any devil in hell. Your hate, Satan's hate, can't compare to your love for this young man. Father God, right now I ask you to give him a brand new mindset. The mind of Christ. Let him see really what happened in his life in true light. Let him understand that it was the enemy and not you, Father. And Father God, let his heart be the heart of Jesus. Remove the stony heart, Father God. Set him apart right now, Father, for your kingdom. And Father God, let your Holy Spirit run through him right now. Just receive God's grace and God's mercy and God's love right now. Father God, I thank you for it. Man, just release, honey. Release everything that's in you that's not of God. Just release it right now. I just want you to raise your hand in total surrender to God. Thank you. And I release the anointing into him, Alan. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. That's God's love running through you. Just receive that right now. It's God's love. Just receive it. Don't back away from it. Don't walk out God's love. Let it come into you right now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You know, you girls, this is what you're going to face. Such devastation. You have to be ready to minister to this, the hurt and the pain in these young people. Thank you, Father.
And the enemy wants you to think that all those bad thoughts were yours, but they were all the enemy's thoughts. He got you to agree with them, but they're not even your thoughts. They're not even your feelings.
And Mom and Dad, please work with him. And I know hurt. There's hurt there, and I know there's pain on both sides. But he was driven by something that he couldn't stop. We have to start understanding the depth of people's pain. And they act out, and they do and say things they don't want to do and say. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Deanna, do you want to come up and hug him for me, honey? I just feel like that's what you need to do. When she comes up there, and let her hug him. Thank you, Jesus. And tell him whatever you want to tell him. Just hug it. There's one of your peers. She's your age. You can go ahead and believe and trust her. Amen. It's not an old fogey. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God has been preparing our hearts tonight to receive the fullness. Did you set him apart? Go ahead. Well, you can work around her. He's been preparing the hearts in here tonight for the fullness of the glory. You need to understand that pretty soon you're going to see things you never saw before. You're going to see things in the spirit realm that you would never even think of seeing. And God's preparing your hearts and getting you ready so you can receive all that he wants you to receive. it's going to be so powerful that it's going to be really hard to comprehend that it's really God. You'll think you're hallucinating. Because God showed me what he's getting ready to do. And it's just like a big, just like a big fire that's just going to burn, start, and never stop until Jesus Christ comes again. Well, don't let him stand there. He still needs ministered to. See, that's how you young whippersnappers, get back up here. You weren't finished with him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Go ahead, get near. There you go. Just let him know he has somebody by his side. Take hold of his hand, honey, and just tell him to receive. There you go. Just receive. Newness of life. Newness of life is what we are receiving here tonight. Are you ready for the newness of life? The young lady back there, Aaron, oh, there you are. She's wiping her eyes right now. I think she has blue or black top on with a gold necklace. You need to be listening for her, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Are you his dad? Come up here and hug your son. Pour your love into him. And I think you might need to say you're sorry even. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. You know, look at me, honey. You have a lot of pain. A lot of pain. And you don't know what to do with that pain. God wants to take away tonight. He wants to restore. Because the enemy's been working overtime in your life. All around you. God wants to restore tonight. Are you ready to be restored? Go ahead, give her what God has for her. And you be listening because God's going to give you some information too. Thank you. What's her name?
Thomasina.
Oh, all right. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. And dear, when you're on the verge of recovery, but you've been in a hard place. And dear one, we know it's a wilderness, but where did that wilderness come from? And it was like it was a dry and barren land. And parts of this were devoid of God's Spirit.
You need to hug your dad.
I mean, he wasn't even there.
Come on, you need to forgive your father for not understanding you.
And dear one, as you release all these thoughts to me, all these events in your life, and you untwine yourself from even having to have a say in them, you're going to experience freedom. And God's even saying that the time for venting has come and gone, and now it's the time for transformation. Because dear one, I have a new future all in store for you and your family. In the barren old wastelands, they're no longer your home. And what keeps you going back?
Thank you.
And it's the blame game in the family, the blame game. And God's saying the passing of the buck, that's the enemy's favorite game. He just throws the ball and then walks away. Throws the ball in and just walks away. But God, we're taking back our mantles. We're taking back our rights. We're taking back our authority and our jurisdiction.
Thank you, Father.
And dear one, as you just give me one last little repentance here for knowing that you kind of let the enemy come in and wreak havoc,
come on.
I will start to restore.
Father God.
And I will start to remove, and then I will start to rebuild. When God said restore first, because he's restoring your right place within him. And then he said remove next, because then he's going to get everything out of the way so that he can build upon something again. And God's saying, and this is for your whole family, give him something to build on. Give him the proper grounds to build.
And God's saying, daughter, you've tried so hard to release all this pain. And the reason why is because the enemy has bound up bitterness and anger. So, Father, this night, release your daughter. All bitterness and anger has to leave her in the name of Jesus. We open every chamber of the heart. Let the light of Christ go in there where the enemy keeps the pain right now in the name of Jesus. Put your hand on your heart. There we go. Every deep place, every hidden place of the enemy where he likes to hide this pain in the name of Jesus. All that's got to get all the way up and out of her and out of her mind now also too. Every bit of anger and bitterness has to leave right now in the name of Jesus. All the way up and out of her. You can't have any more of her pain and any more of her trauma. Father, we send your angels to deal with any broken pieces of her heart, her mind, and her soul. And every tormenting spirit inside also has to leave right now and keep going. Every tormenting spirit has to leave now also in the name of Jesus. There it is. Just keep going all the way up and out of it right now. And thank you, Father, for dealing with the pain, Father. And this spot in the heart that's black from it now, we release the healing of Jesus Christ. Release every bit of resurrection power, Father, now. Cut every single cord that runs from the pain in the heart to the back of the mind that controls the emotions now. In the name of Jesus, keep going all the way up and all the way out of her right now. Every last bit of this has to leave right now in the name of Jesus. And any spirit of anger that hides in there has to keep going all the way up and all the way out. Father, we repent for any aught that she holds against these people now in the name of Jesus. Let that be recorded in the court, and the enemy has to let go of every legal right he has because of this. Thank you, Father. Keep coming all the way up and all the way out. We cover the root of bitterness in the blood of Jesus. And the blood of Jesus speaks for her. Keep going. Keep going. Thank you, Father. All the way up and all the way out. Every fragment in peace, God's healing. Has to be all these repeated pains. It's like the same pain over and over. Just keep going and get all the way up and out of it now. And let her completely go. There you go. Angels of God, go down in there and tear every last bit of this up. Keep going. Thank you, Father. Keep going all the way up and all the way out. That's right. Nice. Anger. Up and out of her mouth. Right to the pit. Keep going. Keep going. You can't have any of her pain anymore.
Get out of her. All the way out of her. Right now. the way out. Get out of her now. Get out. Get out. All the way. Every bit out. All the way. Yes. All the way out. All the way out. Yes. All the way. Every bit. Every bit. Every remaining piece is out. All remaining pieces out. Yes. All the way out.
Any spirit of grief, any spirits of grief and sorrow.
All the way out. All the way. All the way out. All the way out. Get out of her stomach right now in the name of Jesus. All the way out. All the way out. Come on. All the way out. All the way out. You got her hand. Okay, great. I quit. All the way out. Deep roots come out in the name of Jesus. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out.
Anything left in there has got to get itself up right now in the name of Jesus and get all the way out.
Yes, quit hiding. Get out.
Right now.
Get out. All the way out.
Don't allow him to get any strength.
Jesus.
All the way out.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Just let it out.
All the way out.
Out of the way.
In Jesus'
name.
In Jesus'
name. In Jesus' name.
Get out of her throat.
In Jesus' name.
Get out.
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 In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yes, yes, yes. Come on. Come on. Yes.
All the way out. All the way out.
Yes.
Strong man over the generation.
Yes. All the way out.
In the name of Jesus.
Everyone has to give up.
Did you all anoint him and tell the Holy Spirit to fill every void? Father God, we truly do thank you for what you did here tonight, for setting these two souls free. We plead the blood of Jesus over them, Father God, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. We wrap them in the blanket of blood so Satan can't come and harass and torment. And Father, thank you for showing up. Thank you for setting the people apart for your kingdom. Now, Father God, go with them. Teach them. Show them how to abide in the secret places in the heavenly realm, even to go to your courtrooms. And Father, we just thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen. We're not going to do any online tonight. But you're dismissed if you received a word, pick up your tape.